makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard, directed by Mack Benoff, and starring a celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on the smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good. It's refreshing. And the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia. In America, they got five seasons. The winter season, the fall season, the spring season, the summer season, and the worst season of all, income tax season. Right now is income tax season. After the time when everybody is busy figuring out how much money they got to send to the government, how much they're going to live on, and what they got left. But to me, I'm going to try to be extra good American. I'm going to wait for March 15th. Last January 1st, I make out my income tax and I send it right in. I'm got empty pockets 3 months before everybody else. But I'm got a good reason for not to send in my money so fast, Mama Mia. It's because I'm no want to be guilty of what's called withholding the tax. By the time you receive this letter, Mama Mia, that's going to be your birthday again. Happy birthday, Mama Mia. I only wish I can send you silver candlesticks I promised you when I left for the old country to come to America. But, well, is it going to have to wait for a little while? Anyway, I'm going to close you find a birthday card which I'm buying a store specially for you. They don't have the kind of card I want, but, you know, with us, the feeling is a count more than anything else. So don't look at what I should say. Happy Father's Day. Anyway, I'm still going to try to get something nicer for you, Mamma Mia. But right now, I'm leaving my antique shop for my night school account.
Hello, Mr. Basco. I got a registered letter for you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Post Office.
Oh, Mr. Basco, you got any new stamp from Italy for my kid?
No, but when I get it some, I'm going to save it for you.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, this letter to say, Internal Revenue Department. What's that?
Trouble.
Trouble. Dear Mr. Basco, an Internal Revenue agent will call to see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. in reference to your 1951 tax return. Mamma mia, what do they want from me? I go right now and ask my night school teacher, Miss Spalding.
Pay your tax, Amethyst.
All right, class, let's come to attention. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Horowitz?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz? Mr. Schultz, you're here. Aren't you going to say anything?
What's there to say? I'm here, and that's all.
Please, Mr. Schultz. Now, class, our lesson for today is on government. Who can tell me the three main branches of our government?
Hey, I can, teacher.
Good. What are they?
Main branch, uptown, and downtown.
No, Mr. Schultz, that's completely wrong. That's not even anywhere...
All right, don't rub it in.
Will someone else volunteer to answer that question? The three main branches of the government. Now, if you recall, I gave you a simple formula for remembering it. Think of Washington and three branches of one tree.
I'm spreading I try.
Fine.
The three branches, huh?
Yes.
Legislative, executive... Executive.
Luigi, get off that branch before you break the tree.
Please, please, Mr. Schultz. Legislative and executive are correct, Mr. Basco. Now, I'll give you a hint. The third department has to do with courts.
Now I remember. a legislative, a executive, and a judicial.
Well, that's perfect, Mr. Basco. For that, you get a good mark.
Never mind the good mark. Give Luigi a refrigerator.
Mr. Schultz, please. Oh, yes, Mr. Olson?
The legislative department is to make the laws. The executive department is to carry out the laws. The judicial department is to try the laws in court.
Well, that's very good, Mr. Olson.
Oh, I stayed up really late last night, Miss Spaulding, and I studied very hard. And that's why I always answer your questions right.
Ooh, what a show-off. I hate a man who knows everything.
Miss Spaulding.
Yes, Mr. Basco?
I'd like to ask you something. Well, a little while ago, I'm receiving this letter from Internal Revenue Department.
Ah, Internal Revenue Department, that's bad. Why didn't you pay your income tax?
That's just, I'm going to pay my tax in January. That's 2 months ahead of the time.
That's even worse, Luigi. They suspect you if you're too anxious. California Limited leaves at 4. Jump on it.
Mr. Schultz, please. They do not suspect you, Mr. Basco. The government is very grateful to anyone who sends in his tax money before the big rush.
Well, if they're grateful, Miss Spaulding, then why the government is sending a special man to see me tomorrow?
Luigi, maybe they want to thank you for being an early bird.
Well, if they want to thank me also, then why they don't send me a letter every time? So why are they sending a man?
I'll tell you why, Luigi, because they can't fit handcuffs into an envelope. Luigi, wait for me, Luigi. Oh, my rheumatism. Oh, listen to me, Luigi. I couldn't get $30 for my body on a used car lot.
I should say,
yeah?
Sure, sir. The income tax man is coming tomorrow at 4 o'clock. You think he's going to make a trouble for me?
Ah, my Luigi. Maybe you just made a little mistake and nothing will happen. You know what happened when I first came to America? I sent in my first income tax without anything written on it.
Why?
Because on the top it said, return this income tax blank. Now smile, Luigi. I'm trying to make you laugh.
Yeah, but it should be. Is there going to be some birthday present for my mom if she's to find out I'm in trouble with the government?
Ah, don't worry, Luigi. Smile. What can they do to you? Can they take away your money? Can they take away your clothes? Can they take away your business?
Sure, can they?
Tomorrow night you'll know if you ain't got it, they took it away.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Ooh. That's a matter for you, Luigi. You're walking around like a chicken with its tail between its legs.
Pasquale, it's a long story. You see, I'm going to get a letter from the income tax department that say man is coming to antique shop tomorrow. So I'm going to take it tonight to school for help. Miss Spaulding, she says there's nothing to worry about. But Olson is to say maybe trouble, and Schultz is, he's to make it sound even worse.
Oh, so go to everybody but your friend who's to bring you from the older country, Pasquale. Luigi, why are you always running around every place for information when you could come right here and get the dope?
Ah, oh, you're so right, Pasquale. Nobody's a bigger dope than you.
That's a funny thing. And when I say it, it's a come out of different. Luigi, you always are going to have a trouble with tax department because you ain't got what they call dependent.
Dependent on what's that?
Dependent? That's something a fella's a married, so he should pay less taxes.
Oh, I didn't know.
Now, I'm going to show you. I'm your best friend, Luigi. I'm going to give you one of my dependents free of charge.
You want a Pasquale? Who?
My daughter, Rosa. What do you say, Luigi?
No, Pasquale. Rosa's too fat for me.
So what if she's weighed 250 pounds? You marry an ordinary girl, you got one dependent. You marry Rosa, right away you got two dependents.
Oh, Pasquale, please, don't talk about Rosa. Just to tell me, why is the income tax man going to come to see me?
Why'd they come to see anybody? To get more money. Tell me, my big business man, how much money you sent the government in January?
$10.
$10? That's your trouble. You violating a very big law, the E Pluribus Unum tax.
E Pluribus Unum tax?
Sure, sure. For men, it's an E Pluribus Unum, and for ladies, it's a She Pluribus Unum.
Yeah, but Pasquale, if this is American law, why is it written in a foreign language?
Because it's especially for foreigners. They got to pay you extra $100.
$100, my Pasquale. When did the law was passed?
Just a half hour ago. Sure, didn't you hear it on your radio?
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh, it's no wonder. You ain't got FM.
FM?
Sure. That's to mean they broadcast all about a foreign money. You radio is AM. That's to mean they broadcast only about American money.
Yeah, but Pasquale, what am I going to do? I'm going to get $100 to pay this the Unum tax.
Well, I'm not such a bad fella. You know, Pasquale's got a big heart, always taking care of people he's like. Luigi, I'm ready to give you $100 and keep you out of Alcatraz. All you got to do is marry Rosa. What do you say, my girl?
Pasquale, where is the Alcatraz?
All right, so go ahead. Be stubborn. You ain't got no credit in the bank. Where are you going to get the $100?
Well, I'm going to go to the loan company. I read advertisement and all the papers that say, we'll lend you money. All you need is a co-signer. Well, I'm going to get a shoot, so he's going to sign it for my co.
Go ahead, get short. So see what loan company, eh? Luigi's no hard feeling between us. What do you want Schultz for? I'm your best friend. I'll sign it for you.
Oh, Pasquale, you do this for me?
Sure. I know a fine loan company. The Happy Financer Company, Dearborn Street, 800 block. You get down first thing in the morning. I'm going to take care of everything for you right now. Now, go ahead. Take a little walk. My boy, stop worrying.
Ah, oh, thank you. Thank you, Pasquale. You're a real friend. Sure. Goodbye, Pasquale.
Goodbye. Hello? Happy Financing Company? A fellow by the name of Luigi Basco is coming in tomorrow for a loan. I'm his co-signer, so give him all the money he's asked for. $100,000, even $1 million. I'm good for it. Oh, pardon me. I got to hang up for now. My keepers are coming for me. Huh? What's my name? Pasquale. But around here, everybody's calling me Napoleon. Beep, beep.
We'll return to life with Luigi in just a few moments. In the meantime, you know, friends, clean, bright teeth and a winning smile are mighty important in making a good impression on people. That's one reason it's such a good idea to chew a few sticks of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day. You see, chewing is more than just a pleasant pastime. When you sink your teeth into a piece of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the natural chewing action helps cleanse your teeth, helps keep them looking bright and attractive. In this way, chewing Wrigley's Spearmint may help to improve the appearance of your smile. And that's a real advantage to you in your business or social life. So do what millions do. From time to time, every day, chew a stick of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get a few packages and always keep some handy. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
So, Mamma Mia, although in the coming taxi man is coming this afternoon to see me, I'm not so worried because I'm going to the loan company to buy $100. Everything is a depend on this loan, so I'm fixing myself up to look like a real rich man. I'm going to wear for the first time what you gave me when I left the home. The blue earmuffs and the red tablecloth. Tablecloth is going to make a nice muffler. All time I get a haircut is a cost of me 20 cents. And I'm biting my fingernails all nice and even. Also, Barbara is selling me special perfume. Very expensive, it cost me 10 cents a half a milk bottle. Oh, mamma mia, believe me when I say, with my haircut, the shave, my nails, and my smell, nobody we ever buried is a looker so good. But mamma mia, I'm going to have to go now and get the money for the government. Excuse me, please. It's the Happy Finance Company, no?
That's right.
Well, I'm coming to make a loan from you. My name is Luigi Basco.
Basco? Say, were you recommended by your friend, Mr. Pasquale?
That's right. How am I get outside? I think I was pushed. No, please, Mr. Maybe you heard the wrong. I was talking about a fellow who's a guaranteed this loan for you.
What did you say his name was?
Pasquale. This time I'm sure he's pushing me out. I think maybe Pasquale is not helping me. He's a throw monkey in my wrench. Mamma mia, that was the last chance to get $100 for the pluribus unum tax. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do? I know, I'm going to go right down to Income Tax Department. I'm going to wait for them to come to get me. I'm going to give myself up. Mamma mia, hey, what's the big building? On the top is it say, Treasury Debt. Such a big building, just for that. Must be everybody is in a debt to the treasury. Well, Luigi, you're always a good citizen, taking courage in your hands, going to start explain everything to them. I'm supposed to pay $100. I'm only paying $10. It's $90 a short. Well, look at all of those guys. How hard they're working. And all the people is rushing around. They must be turning the whole place upside down and looking for my $90. Pardon me, please, Mr. Sadie.
Yes?
I'm Luigi Basco. I give up.
What?
It's no use to look for the money. You want to find it.
Why not?
I'm not to send it.
What are you talking about?
Please, Mr. Taxman, take a look at this fine overcoat. It's got a little beaver collar with a pearl of buttons. It was my Uncle Pietro's. Tell me, how much you think it's worth?
Well, I'd say about $90.
$90? Take it, we're even up.
What?
Goodbye, and God bless you.
Hey, wait, come here, mister. Look, I don't want this coat. I think you're all mixed up. Now, just who are you looking for?
Who am I? In the common taxman, you know the inn?
No, look, just go to room 202, right over there.
Oh, thank you.
Yes? Can I help you?
Oh, look, Mr. Taxman, I've got a lot of trouble with my taxes.
Well, everybody does. I'll try to help you. Now, did you make out a long form or a short form?
I'm not remember. Was about the 10 inches along and 6 inches long.
No. So when you filled out your form, do you remember, was it a 10:40?
I'm not too sure, but I think it was closer to 12 o'clock.
Never mind that. Did you use a tax table?
Oh, no, I'm going to use a plain kitchen table.
Mister, let's use this form as an example. Now, did you fill out something like this?
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Now, are you a worker or are you in business?
Well, I'm a worker, but it's not too much business.
Well, that's not what I... Let's take item two. Income. Now, just how much did you say you took in?
$800.
You're in business and you made $800 all year? Did you tell the truth?
To tell the truth? I'm didn't tell the truth.
Well, $800 isn't what you took in. How much did you take in?
I'm only taking it $400. I'm ashamed to put down so little.
That sounds very good, but I warn you, the department checks on everything. I don't know why people have trouble figuring out their tax. It's all down in black and white. Here, I'll read it.
If your income was less than $500, you may find your tax in the tax table on page 4. This table, which is provided by law, automatically allows about 10% of your total income for contributions, interest, taxes, casualty losses, medical expenses, and miscellaneous. But if your expenditures and losses of these classes amount to more than 10%, it will be advantageous to itemize them and compute your tax on page 3. Do you understand that?
Huh? Liz, if you don't mind, I'm like to ask you one question.
Certainly, go ahead.
Do you understand that?
Let's read it again.
All right.
If your income was less than... Exactly what did you come here for?
Well, Mr. Taxman, I'm a receiver this alone.
Let's see. It might be a clue. Hey, mister, you better go right home. An Internal Revenue agent is coming to talk to you in about a half hour.
Yeah, I'm not that. That's the way I'm coming to see you. Please, I'm always a threat to be good American citizen. What the government is going to do to a man who's not paying the taxes? Mamma mia, what the kind of punishment is...
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What's the matter, little cabbage puss? You didn't get your loan? I mean, I can't understand why.
Well, it's worse than that, Pasquale. Well, I'm a good income tax department. And the manager mixing me up with a shorter form, a longer form, at 10 or 40 o'clock. I'm going to tell him a kitchen, a table, and he says it's a tax table. And then we have arguments, and Pasquale, what do you think he's a say?
What? What's the matter with you, Luigi? What's the matter? You swallow a nine of gold?
Pasquale, I'm going to swallow nothing, but I'm in the most terrible trouble of my life. I think I'm going to disgrace everybody. American government, because I'm not going to pay my tax, and my mom, mommy, because I'm not going to send a birthday present. Pasquale, everything is no good. It's useless. Everything is useless. I'm not even got a friend.
Oh, what are you talking, Luigi? Don't talk like this. I got a friend. You got me. I'm the most useless friend you got. Now, look, you stop worrying because I'm going to pay your tax and I send your mom a nice birthday present.
Oh, Pasquale, you're going to do all of this for me?
Sure, little banana nose. Pack up your troubles and your old bag and a smile. For anybody who's my son-in-law, I'm all the money bags of Pasquale. Money's going to flow like wine.
Pasquale.
Huh?
And what's for somebody who's not to your son-in-law?
Pepsi-Cola. Well, what's it going to be your pleasure? Disgrace or Mario Rosa? Remember, Revenue Man's going to be here in a minute. Come on, speak up.
Well, all right, the Pasquale.
Oh, you're making me so happy. Luigi, you're a real fine Italian boy. You ask the father's permission before you run away with the girl. All right, Luigi, I'm going to call in the happy bride. Rosa! 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 Yes, come here, my little pigeon. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Well, Luigi, you ready to fly away with Rosa?
How am I going to get her off the ground?
He's a funny papa.
Well, come on, children. We're going to make plans for the honeymoon now.
I'm Mr. Wallace from the Treasury Department. I'm looking for Mr. Basco. Is he here?
That's me.
It's all right. All right, Mr. Treasury Department. I'm going to take care of everything. Luigi, you and Rosa, go in the kitchen and bake a cake. Go on. I'm going to pay all your taxes.
Pay? Just a minute, Mr. Basco. I'd like to talk to you. You know, ordinarily, when there's a tax discrepancy, we send out a letter. But in this case, we decided to contact you personally.
But I know, but...
I'm an upperman. It's pluribus unum a taxi.
Luigi, go back.
What? Mr. Basco, there's no such thing as an e pluribus unum tax.
As is a... What?
Revenue man is right, Luigi. A half hour ago, this tax law was repealed.
But, Pasquale, where you find this out? On the AM or FM?
Television. Now, go on, Luigi. Go. You would arrive.
No, just a minute, please. I'd like to finish my business here. Mr. Basco, you don't owe the government any money. We owe you money. Here's a check for the $10 you overpaid.
I'm going to get the money back.
Imagine Luigi's overpaying the tax. That's a stupid thing. But what the dickens? He's a good-hearted little fella. You know something? If I, Pasquale, was to get the money back from the government, I like this little fella so much, I'd give him every penny.
Oh, are you Pasquale of Pasquale's Spaghetti Palace?
Yes.
Well, I was just about to contact you, Mr. Pasquale.
Me?
Who makes out your income tax?
Why,
you overpaid your income tax, too. I've got a check for you for $40.
What?
Pasquale.
Mr. Pasquale, I'm taking you at your word. Here you are, Mr. Basco. Mr. Pasquale.
Oh, thank you, Mr.
Pasquale. Luigi, wait. Where are you going? Come on.
Goodbye. Pluribus unum. So, mamma mia, everything is to come out the finer with income of taxi department. I'm still got a papa's overcoat that he gave it to Uncle Pietro. And the best of all, for your birthday, I'm sending you a separate package with a pair of silver candlesticks. You like them, huh, mamma mia? You see, I'm keeping my promise. And if you see a couple of tears on this page, don't think it's me crying. That was a Pasquale when he's a pet for the candlestick. Well, mamma mia, happy birthday. You can't hear me singing while I'm writing this, but I'm a singer just the same. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, mama. Excuse me while I'm turning the page. Mia. Happy birthday to you. The 11th son, Luigi Basco, Lily Magrante.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they want to remind you that Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a refreshing treat you can enjoy while you're doing other things. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum always tastes good, and you can chew and enjoy it even when you're working with your hands. There's lots of lively, real spearmint flavor in it to freshen your taste and sweeten your breath. Besides, the chewing itself gives you satisfaction. It makes the time pass more pleasantly, makes your work and other activities go a bit smoother. So enjoy chewing delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum often during the day. It's satisfying, it's refreshing, and it makes whatever else you're doing more enjoyable. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to be sure to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production. Pat Burton is associate producer. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mr. Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Schiff as Miss Spalding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. The music is under the direction of Mud Gluskin and Mrs. Charles Lyon. This is CBS Radio Network.